All right, welcome back. This Ryan Sandberg interview is brought to you by Parks Casino in Bensalem, where you can get lucky in no time. See it all by clicking parkscasino.com right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it does not list it. I believe he was in the top 10 of finishers in the Broad Street Run. Phillies manager, Ryan Sandberg. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Angelo.
You finished 9th or 10th. I didn't get the final tabulation of the Broad Street Run, Ryan. Where did you finish in that race?
Well, there were, you know what, I stood there for 10 minutes before I had the nerve to join in to try and cross the street. So there were thousands and thousands and thousands ahead of me. So I can't claim that I was in the top anything.
This is one of the greatest stories I've ever heard, though. You have a driver, and you're trying to get to the ballpark to get ready for a game, and you're stuck on the wrong side of Broad Street. Can you just tell us, Ryan, what happened at that point? Because it's hilarious.
Well, I told the driver that Broad Street was closed, and he said, I know that. So then we're driving on the east on 95 over there. We go by the exit that we need, the Walt Whitman Bridge. We go by that because he's asking about my sunglasses, first of all. And then I said, wait a minute, that was our exit. And so then we continue to go, and we get to Broad and Patterson up there, and there's police cars. It's blocked. I said, this is blocked. We can't go here. This is blocked. Next thing I know, we're out there by the airport. And then I'm asking him to, you know, you're going to circle back and get back and go all the way back east and go in over there. He goes, well, let me punch in right here. So he punched in, and the thing was telling him to, okay, take this side street, take this side street. And before you know it, I'm about a mile plus away from the stadium, and we're backed up at that point. So I said, let me I just got to get out now. So I get out. Now I'm walking, and it takes a while to get to Broad Street. And then I get there, and then the mass of the runners are now crossing right then, and there's no gaps whatsoever. And after 10 minutes of watching this and just looking at the stadium, knowing that I can't get there yet, I just asked the policeman, is it possible to cross right here? And he said, well, if you see any gap at all, you can take a chance, just kind of run with them and then get on across the street. So finally I got the nerve to join in there and jog down there and made it across, and nobody said nothing or anything. It didn't disturb a thing.
And you had a briefcase the whole time, right, Ryan?
Oh, I was in jeans and a dress shirt and a briefcase. Oh yeah. Going to work. Oh yeah.
All right, well, here's the thing. Whatever was in that briefcase worked, because, Ryan, I announced at 5:12 p.m. yesterday that you had blown the game. I told people, I went, he's taking Hernandez out. The guy's throwing great. Adams versus Worth, I don't like it. He's going to blow this. And you were 100% right. Can you tell me what you saw in that matchup that you love? That was really the critical moment in that game, Ryan. Why did you go with Adams for a third straight day in that spot?
He faced Worth 3 days in a row, and he got him out the day before. And, at that point, Hernandez has pitched so well. He's up to about 104 pitches at that time. And, you know, the starting pitchers have their job, and the relievers have their job. And I just kind of stuck to that theory, and it was a big situation. But that's what the bullpen guys get paid for. And a fresh arm, it was going to be for just one hitter. So when Adams came in, I said, hey, you got to hold this runner at second base and then have your best stuff coming to this hitter, because this is your guy right here. So he made some quality pitches and then got Worth out, and then went to Bastardo for the left-handed pitcher, left-handed hitter, LaRoche, who he walked, but then he got Rendon out on a fly ball.
All right, now this is where I was curious too, because I was trying to manage with you, but you were managing way better than I was, Ryan. All right, the when Bastardo walks the lefty LaRoche, do you think about a 4-out save with Papelbon?
No. Mainly because of I like both Adams or Bastardo in an eighth inning situation, right-handed or left-handed, in a lot of ways. And So at that point, our eight inning guy, he had to do his job, and that was Bastardo at that time.
All right, now I got it. There's another thing that happened in that game, Ryan, that I said that's the influence of Ryne Sandberg. J-Roll, right at the beginning of the game, cranks one up in the gap. And, I mean, he's off and running from the connection of the ball, and he gets a triple on it, and he ends up scored with Utley, knocks him in. It seems to me we're seeing more hustle out of Jimmy. Are you seeing that?
Well, that is a characteristic, and that's of our team, because that was stressed from day one of spring training of this year, was that we were going to run the bases hard, we're going to make things happen. It's a long season. Different things happen when we hit balls, whether they're fly balls that drop in. We want to stress going first and third. But as a whole, as a group, we're running the bases hard, and I think that rubs off on everybody. And like I said, that's everybody running the bases hard.
Yeah, it really showed in that spot. It seems like I'm seeing more of that than I have in the recent past. Ryan, at this stage of the game, you're a game and a half out of first. You're right in the middle of a race. It's early in May. Could you kind of give us an assessment of what you're seeing for the Phils right now? How are you feeling about your team at this moment in time?
Well, you know what? What I've seen in the last month and now into May, I think, is just we've seen improvement in different areas. Having our starting pitching all intact now with Hamels, I think our starting pitching has really stepped it up a notch the last 3 weeks. They go deep in the games. It's all five of them. And that's been a strength. And then I've been allowed to use my bullpen in different situations in shorter stints. And being able to go shorter stints, the guys can bounce back quicker, like using Adams for 3 days or Bastardo for 3 days. But their pitch counts were so low that's not a problem. Papelbon's throwing the ball well in the closing spot. And I'd say our defense has picked it up. We had a 10-game road trip. We made one error. We've minimized our errors behind the starting pitching. And I think that our offense, I would say primarily at the top of the order, has set the tone. Revere, Gwynn, Rollins, and Utley, with their being on base and making things happening and swinging the bat and drawing some walks. And then it's like a different guy each day, whether it's Chase Utley with the big hit, whether it's Howard with the 3-run home run, Bird with the 3-run homer. We've got Chooch has been hot. So I think we've just improved in so many areas that things just are coming together with the whole team intact is the other thing, being healthy.
And there's definitely a more positive feeling than there was before. Finally, Ryan, there's something that happened in yesterday's game that I could not believe my eyes for, and I was dying to get your reaction to it. Because Matt Williams, the manager of the Nationals, walked Jimmy Rollins. Al, did you see this? He walked Jimmy Rollins to face Chase Utley. And I was watching that, and I was going, I wonder if in Sandberg's career they ever walked a guy in front of him to face him. Can you tell me, were you surprised at that move? And did it ever happen to you when you were a player?
You know what? It may have, but I don't really recall. But, yeah, I thought that was an interesting move, and I was all for it. I really was. I thought it was a good chance for us. But that was very interesting at the time.
And the other thing, Ryan, when Papelbon, that was kind of an exciting ninth with the wind going crazy and all. Here's what I don't understand. This is why I could never be a manager. He had a 2-strike count on the hitter, and he threw a beautiful fastball inside corner. They showed it 3 times. The guy was out.
Strike.
How do you not go nuts? You saw that now. You had to go nuts when you see it. That at-bat was over, and they didn't call the strike.
No, it was vocal over there on that.
Oh, it was.
That hit the mitt. We were vocal. We were vocal on there, and that's all you can do, and then move on. But we planted the seed that we thought that was a good pitch.
Good. I'm glad you did.
No question about it. And then Papelbon got his split finger fastball up, his splitter up a little bit too high a couple of times, and those were the foul balls down the line. He wanted those down by the ankles, but. But he's coming in with he's coming in and pitching, using all his pitches, and he's got some confidence. And he has that hard, high fastball to end the game. That's one of his pitches.
All right. And is it safe to say, can we enter you in the Philadelphia Marathon next year, Ryan?
Well, since I've already got that under my belt, I don't think I have to prove anything to anybody.
Hey, Ryan, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it.